Mantles is brought to you by Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman service in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $45 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance.
Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today 719-963-2020 or go to facebook.com/Enharmonic Studios.
Live from Enharmonic Studios. Streaming all over the world. It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
With Eric Madrid. And Trevor Lane. It's Man Tools.
What's up, everybody? How's it going? It's another episode of Man Tools. We're really sorry. so sorry about that. But here we are. We're going to make the best of it, and we'll get through this together.
We will.
Yes. So it's like therapy, only less expensive because it's only $3 a month to join up our locals, do the thing, and do the stuff. And also the things. I'm hiding all the pine tar all over my hands because it was Tree-mageddon last week. And now everybody's like, oh, can you, by the way, can you get all the trees out of my yard? Sure. Four trips. I didn't have enough time for the fifth trip today.
That sounds awesome.
It's still in the it's still in the truck. Do that in the morning. And I love that Rocky Top, bumped the rates up again. I'm like, dude, they got to pay for that new building.
That inflation is hitting everybody.
Yeah. It is what it is. It's like, yeah, it's like $25 now. I'm like, well, all right. It is what it is. Do what you got to do.
Yes.
Pass it on.
Yes.
We raised all of our shit this year. Everything across the board.
Yeah.
Just had to. I mean.
Well, I just did my taxes. Our refund was much less than it was last year. And I'm not a big I need a refund because I understand that they're just holding on to my money longer and all that stuff. But Carolyn's like, what the fuck? I'm like, well, we used TurboTax. So there was a thing at the end that's like, why is my refund different? I'm like, let's see. Clicked it and it basically was like, yeah, you got taxed more.
Okay. Yeah, you got taxed more.
Taxes are higher this year.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, what happened in Colorado? It jumped up like 5%.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
State tax went up. I know that. And then, well, and here's the other thing that's pissing me off. So I'm selling off a lot of studio gear because I'm just not using it and just accumulated a lot of extra stuff over the years. I'm like, well, if you haven't used it in a year, you just gotta let it go. So it's nice because it's going for premiums because all the cool shit that I have is like, everybody's like, oh, I want it now. And I'm like, oh, I should have put more, like I should have done on eBay. But fuck eBay because people scam on there so bad. At least with Reverb, the people from Reverb, I texted them or messaged them and said, hey, this guy's going to scam me. I already know it. He's going to do this crap. And then they did, and then they blocked him from me. I was like, ha, sucker. So yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, if you're selling off your stuff, anything nowadays, you have to fill out a 1099 or a W-4 or whatever the fuck until you get taxed on it.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, I know that they started doing that sales tax for online.
Yeah.
Because it asks you at some point in the TurboTax thing, it's like, did you buy anything online that wasn't taxed? And I'm always like, no.
I know now. Ooh, I mixed that up. But now the thing is, now, this year I got a huge ding from selling shit online last year because, or getting paid. Here's a fucked up thing. All right. So some people pay me, they don't pay on their invoices. They just send it over like with Zelle or with whatever.
Right, sure.
So then, Cash App and all those places resend money. They all sent me 1099s. They're like, you owe us this much off this. And I'm like, no, I did it in my, from my QuickBooks. And they're like, no,
right.
You owe this. No, 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 no. I'm not.
I already did the tax.
Yeah. I'm not paying it twice. So I don't know what to do. You just got to ignore those. Or, and I'm not condoning. Or
you just be a dick and be like, you have to pay me through the invoice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't want to do that to customers because I just want to get them paid.
I know.
But here's what you do, I guess, because maybe just count all the stuff that they can track. Like, the reason they're doing this is so that you can't have a cash business anymore. You know, they're trying to get rid of cash just for that purpose. So they don't want you to have cash, and they don't want you to pay in cash, and they don't want you to get paid in cash because they want their slice, their 33% or whatever the fuck it is. So maybe, I don't know, man, okay, I'm just going to hand you all of those 1099s and be like, okay, I'm just going to pay this.
Right.
That's so much less because maybe just do that. It's another way to skirt the whole cash thing, but
that's a nightmare.
It's a damn nightmare. Anyway, so sorry about bitching. We should have done this in April during tax season. I guess it's tax season.
I would say so. Yeah. Now. Yeah. We're in the midst of tax season, right?
Yeah. Right in the middle of it. Whatevs. Well, we got a great show. We got some news. We have some noteworthy events, weather and sports.
We do.
I know that's a misnomer, but
I don't think we're going to get into the weather. No, but we do have, some news, some tools of the week and then history, but a lot of meat on these bones, I will say, even though it's only two topics besides history.
All right. Well, let's get after it.
Let's do it.
For our family, we had enough Valley food storage to last us for 3 months. And I cannot tell you, as a mom, the peace of mind that brings you, knowing that my family is going to be taken care of and fed. It was one of the best things that I've done for my family. And I want to let people know so they can be a little better prepared next time.
In a world full of endless information, it's hard to understand who or what to believe in anymore. But we can rely on our families, friends, and community. We can trust them and we can believe in them. Why would we be any different?
When you choose Valley Food Storage, you're getting food that is shelf-stable for up to 25 years. You're getting high-quality calories, not just empty carbs from additives. And most importantly, you're getting great service from great people who truly care about you and your family's well-being.
At Valley Food Storage, we pride ourselves on honest labels and ingredients because you deserve a company that you can trust to keep your family safe and prepared. We are honored to serve you and your family.
Shop now at prepare.mantoolsmedia.com.
So we start with, I'm sure you've seen the news, if you've been paying attention to the news, this Francis Scott Key, which, by the way, I had to laugh. I lived in Baltimore for a number of years and always heard them call it the Key Bridge and had no idea it was the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Right. No one ever calls it that. It's just the Key Bridge, as opposed to the Bay Bridge, which goes across the bay.
Sure.
But there was an accident. Well, presumed to be an accident. We might talk about that a little.
Some shenanigans.
And that bridge is no more. So we're going to start with a video of the collision. That starts early enough. I wanted to get kind of the pre, what would you call that? What's the opposite of an aftermath? The before math?
The before math.
I guess.
Calculus. That's what it is. Calculus.
So let's check this out, and then we'll read one of the news stories on it. So you do see the ship over here on the left,
doobie doobie doo,
cruising down, and it is moving towards the bridge. Now, see, when I first heard that a ship crashed in, hang on, I want to pause it right there. So you see the lights all went out.
Yep. It went dark.
Yes. At first, I thought, I wonder if there was a ship that was too tall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, because I didn't see the video right away. But that is not the case. That certainly appears that it could slide under there if it wanted to. So the lights go out. From what I understand, this was like a complete loss of power. And then the lights come back on. Now, as big as that thing is, it can't turn on a fucking dime.
Nope.
And the way boats work, if the engine isn't spinning, you can't steer. You can't do anything. So it just keeps going the way it's going. The lights come back on and it starts to turn. And yes, they point out that this black smoke, not sure what that is.
That's that engine getting fucking
full throttle. Yeah, could be, yeah. Yep.
Just getting started again and then choked out.
So as they say here, it veers slightly before going dark again.
Oh, nuts.
They don't show. I mean, I guess this is helpful, this little diagrammy thing. And then it hits one of the pillars. Skadoosh.
Wow.
And there goes the bridge.
The whole thing came down. Was anybody on it?
So there are six people who were doing road work on the bridge at that time. No one in any cars. They were able to stop the cars because they knew that this was coming or something could be coming because the ship was in radio contact with like the Coast Guard or whatever.
And telling them we're fucked.
And like, we just lost power and we might run into this bridge. So they did close the bridge, but the people doing road work, I guess, could not get off quick enough. So that six people dead, was a rescue for a little bit. And then they finally faced facts and called it a recovery. Trying to find the bodies now.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. There is some weird, there's some weirdness with some of this. The first thing I heard brought up was, shouldn't there be, I don't know what they're called, but, either sometimes it almost looks like a beach at the base of the pillar.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's concrete, but something big enough where you can donk into that without actually hitting the pillars. There doesn't appear to be something like that in the construction of the bridge, which I don't know. Doesn't appear, again, I'm saying appear very purposely because maybe there is something like that and it hit it hard enough to still knock it down. I don't know, but it does it. I would agree with that person's assessment. It doesn't appear that there's one of those like concrete, whatever the fuck they're called, you know, where it's out wider. And then the bridge pillar is kind of in the middle for just this purpose. The other thing that's been brought up, which is it's unfortunate that this has to be brought up, but I'm assuming that this was a harbor pilot and not the captain of the ship because it is in a harbor. For those that don't know what a harbor pilot is, that is a guy. That is a guy who his job is to know that harbor very well and be the guy that comes onto these ships where the captain doesn't know this, the topography or whatever the word is when you're on the water. So you have guys that come out to these big ships and bring them to the slot that they're going to be parked in or bring them back out as this one was doing to the open ocean. And then the captain goes, thanks. They get on another little boat and go back into the harbor. but there's been some, was that an equal opportunity hire?
Oh no.
We don't know.
Oh no.
We don't know, but we do live in the age of DEI and equal opportunity hires where, you know, did they fill a slot instead of get the best person? That is a question that I think is a valid one to ask. We just don't have any answers yet.
Right.
So anyways, let's have a look at this little news story that tells us kind of more or less the facts that we know right now as we know it. This is from ABC News. just hours before the Tuesday morning commute was to get underweight. Luckily, it would have been bad if it was like fucking morning rush hour.
Dude, yeah.
The crew of a massive cargo ship leaving Baltimore Harbor lost propulsion and control of the vessel, causing it to crash into a support column of Baltimore's Key Bridge, triggering a catastrophic collapse of the 1.6 mile long span, and sending vehicles and people into the water. And like I said, those six people luckily were the only people that ended up going down. And unfortunately they did lose their lives. Presumably I would be very, you know, they've switched it from a rescue mission to a recovery mission. So I can't imagine anyone else is alive. The transportation disaster unfolded about 1:35 AM, prompting a major emergency response from Baltimore police, firefighters, and the U.S. Coast Guard, as authorities estimated that up to 20 vehicles went into the water, along with several workers who were part of a maintenance team fixing potholes.
Figures.
I can tell you our sonar has detected the presence of vehicles submerged in the water, Baltimore City Fire Chief said at a news conference early Tuesday.
That just sucks so bad.
It's, yeah. Maryland Department of Transportation Secretary Paul Weidfield said the depth of the water in the area where the crash occurred is about 50 feet. They have suspended the search and rescue, and it's now a recovery. Let's see. I wanted to see. Here was something. Let's see if they get into this. During a press conference Tuesday afternoon from the White House, President Joe Biden said he had authorized federal resources to be used in the search and rescue operation. We're incredibly grateful for the brave rescuers who immediately rushed to the scene and the people of Baltimore. We want to say we're with you. We're going to stay with you for as long as it takes. Just like Ukraine. The president echoed local, state, and federal officials who said investigators have found no evidence linking the incident to terrorism. Yeah, that's been brought up too, as people saying it might have been a cyber thing. I do know that the ship reported a loss of power in port while they were parked a few days prior. So they may have had an issue that they didn't properly fix that recurred at the worst possible time.
Of course it did. Yeah, it's the only time it ever does.
Yep. Some facts on the bridge itself. This is what I was going to say. Biden pledged that the federal government would pay to replace the bridge, which was built in the 70s at a cost of $110 million, which is the equivalent of $500 million in 2024. Why?
Yeah.
So first off, that ship has insurance. I get that it's probably not going to cover $500 million. I would presume that it won't. But at least hit that first. Yeah. Go pay up what your insurance covers. Then I still don't see why it would be all the feds. That bridge is part of an interstate highway, but the way the interstate highways work is it's a partnership between the feds and the state. So why wouldn't it be part of this, partially the state of Maryland and then partially the feds to figure the rest out? You know what I mean?
What is it covered under insurance?
But for him to just go, we got it. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
It's your crazy uncle who like has a dead end job. Is like, no, we're going to Disneyland. We're like, making that happen.
What do you mean?
Get all excited. You end up at fucking Wally's, you know, fun zone. You're like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is not what we signed on for.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. I don't get that. Like it, and I don't, I mean, you start with whoever caused the problem, and I get maybe, you know, it could be an accident, but whoever owns that ship, their ship crashed into the thing. So they should be the first to be hit up for damages, right?
Remuneration. Exactly. Well, yeah. Thanks.
To just spout off that the federal government is going to pay for it all.
Hey, we'll pay for it. No, that's us paying for it. I don't know. Come on, man.
Very strange. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Oh, also, there's already petitions to name it something else.
Oh, of course.
Because, of course, Francis Scott Key is one of those racist white people from centuries past. He might have even owned slaves. I'm not sure. God forbid. So they're throwing out George Floyd, which is, to me, is the most laughable. It's not like he was even from Baltimore. Freddie Gray, which would make more sense, because that was a dude that was died in police custody in Baltimore. I don't know.
Wow.
But there's already like a, it can't be named after a white guy. Harriet Tubman's been thrown out there. The Harriet Tubman Bridge. Oh, all right.
Okay.
You know, I guess.
I just find it funny that we have a bypass in Colorado Springs. It's called the MLK Bypass. Like, what does it go around?
Yeah.
And you know, it goes around, right? It avoids the body over there down in the south.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Gets you away from the black people.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's to bypass the black people.
It's to bypass the whole neighborhood. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like too soon. Too soon. It's always too soon.
Well,
it's like that dude with the dude with the whip. Have you seen him on the internet?
No.
He's like, whooper, and he's like fucking snapping and cracking and like, and then he does one with a grape soda, and I'm like, oh, bro, no. Why did it have to be grape? Why did it have to be grape soda?
Some purple drink?
Yeah, why? Like, you are getting canceled.
Well, speaking of canceled, this guy got canceled for 25 years. Sam Bankman-Fried. I don't know if you followed the FTX story at all, but FTX was a crypto exchange, and of course they started doing some shenanigans. I don't remember exactly what the deal was, but they had their own token, but it was weird. One company did a token while the other company was a crypto exchange. And of course, despite many assurances that even though he was kind of the umbrella over both things, the exchange would value tokens fairly.
Yeah, sure.
Of course it favored his token.
Sure.
And other shenanigans, but he is he's been sentenced to 25 years in prison for crypto fraud. This happened today. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison for the multi-billion dollar fraud he committed against crypto investors.
But it's just crypto. It's not real money.
Oh, that's what it was. He had an exchange and then a hedge fund.
Oh.
And of course the fund was investing in the exchange.
Yep. Can't do that.
Bankman-Fried was facing a possible 110-year prison sentence, so they went light, which led to thousands of investors losing money in the collapsing firm. Yeah.
I don't know. If you're going to play stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody remember NFTs? I said, this is a fad. This is going to be the dumbest thing ever. And then it was like, no, this is going to be blah, 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 blah. It's a fugazi. It's fucking nothing. It's bullshit.
Well, so they tried to go, it's like Bitcoin, but a picture. And you're like, but okay, once I have the picture,
I can print it out. I can do whatever.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want.
No,
with
but
it.
You can't own that thing, but it's its thing. It's all digital. No, you don't know. You guys all forgot. You fucking millennials.
Yeah,
don't
people
know what
a would tweet,
is.
Look what I just bought. And it's like, now everyone on the internet has it. You know
Good
what I
job,
mean?
Guys. Good job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thoroughly unaware. I don't know. You know what we need to do? We need to get Brian in here and talk about crypto, because he actually was in Forbes 500 or whatever the fuck magazine recently. the singer, my singer. We need to get him in here and just wax poetic about this whole thing.
I don't know a whole lot about it. No, I take like $50 a pay period and throw it into Bitcoin. That's the only one that I'm confident. Like, it's not going to totally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has at least had staying power this far, you know?
Let's just be real.
And I'm not giving anyone financial advice.
No, we're not. Absolutely. Don't.
I'm telling you what
we're fucking idiots. Don't even.
Whether that's a good idea or not remains to be seen.
Don't listen to us at all. In fact, you shouldn't even be watching this podcast. I'm just saying that right now.
Well, look, my $50 every 2 weeks is like, it's an affordable amount of money. So even if it goes to zero, I'm not like, oh, fuck. Now I can't pay for my house, you know, right, or something like that. And if it does well, it's like, cool. It did well.
$50 a week. I don't know. No, because it's not enough contribution. Could you stick that in a Roth IRA?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think you can.
That's not enough.
Mm-mm.
You got to put another zero on that every 2 weeks in order for it to do anything. It's a fun thing about money, folks. It doesn't exist. Not really.
That's right.
Not really.
All right. Let me go on to some entertainment news.
No.
Yes.
No.
Disney, because they've done so well with these things.
Why?
Is relaunching Pirates of the Caribbean with a, quote, total reboot.
Why? They already made you bajillions.
Yep.
Just re-release them. Like, you know what? Honestly, just put them back in the theaters. I will go watch them again. I'll go pay that $30. Fucking asshole theaters. I love watching movies. I love going to see movies. But when they want $25 for a ticket, now you're like, wait. Well, I would just re-release them. Stop remaking them.
As this person points out, you can't hear the words pirate or Caribbean without thinking of the one and only Jack Sparrow. And, of course, you think Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
But now,
who are you going to cast?
The producers of the franchise have announced a total reboot. And, many are not having it. It's been 7 years since the last movie. They're starting fresh.
No. Come up with something else.
I agree. They're not going into details about plot or storyline or cast members. However, Jerry Bruckheimer has previously said Johnny Depp is unlikely to return. And they made that decision with the whole Amber Turd thing when that was going down.
That's done.
But here's something that gives me hope. Are the people replying to this news with things like Johnny Depp is the heart and soul of the series. Without him, there's no Pirates of the Caribbean. I agree.
Yeah. Just
do a
Treasure Island.
Yeah. If no Johnny Depp. Do
a Pirates thing. Like redo a Treasure Island. You haven't done that since the 60s. So
let's see. I wanted to get to like one of the good ones. Here we
go.
No,
I lied. Disney did it in the 90s.
Here is the comment that wins the internet. Let me guess. Jack Sparrow is going to be a lesbian, handicapped, vertically challenged, little person of color, whatever other woke category they can fit in. I'm so glad I created a ChatGPT that gives me a woke score. Oh, created a GPT, I guess, that gives me a woke score before I watch it so I don't have to sit through the propaganda. Why do we keep rebooting stuff?
Yeah, fuck off.
Yep.
With you.
Jack Sparrow is now a black Muslim transgender.
Do Othello with a... No, they can't. They couldn't do it because Othello was black and a Muslim. So they'd have to make... We couldn't reboot Othello.
They would just stick to that and he'd be the fucking man, I guess.
No.
Make him a lady, I guess. They could wake him up.
They have to make... Yeah.
He'd be Othello instead of Othello.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know.
Sure. Let's do it, Disney.
Well, we were talking about those squatters.
Them squatters.
A sheriff down in Florida, because of course it's Florida. Tells citizens to shoot to kill home invaders to save taxpayers' money. Yep. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson touted Florida residents' rights under the state's Stand Your Ground law. Oh, I should pull up just the video. I'll do that real quick.
He's stoned.
Huh?
He's stoned.
You think so?
Nah. Do you remember this when he said it? Silly bastard.
Well, there have been a few county sheriffs down in Florida that have said this.
I just stand your ground. Ours is what, the Make My Day?
Yeah, the Castle Doctrine.
Yeah.
Come on.
There he is.
Not a year ago. This was like this week.
Did he? Or was it last year?
I don't think it was I don't think it was that long ago. I think it was like this week.
I don't know.
Okay. There Here he we is. Go. Kind of sheriff we need. Let's see.
Let's see. See this? We're going to get a strike. Oh, wow. Yeah, we don't do those. Nope. No, we're watching a video. You're not allowed.
Here we go.
Let's watch it. So many buttons. Trevor, you're amazing.
I want to get.
Bring it up. You save taxpayers' money, he says.
Oh, fuck.
You're all right.
Still not sharing the right thing.
I'm helping you. There we go.
Jesus.
We got this.
Shoot accurately and you kill the guy, and you know, you save taxpayers' money. And I also said that, you know, if somebody gets killed during a home invasion, the odds of them reoffending are zero. And we like those odds, which we do. And in Santa Rosa County, we have a very high percentage of the population that have weapons, and I promote the use of them if you're in your house and somebody kicks your door in, because they're not coming in to give you a hug or to give you cookies. They're coming in to commit felonies. That's why they kick in the door and come in your house. And it's kind of ironic that since that press conference, we haven't had any home invasions, and it's been over a year, so it's kind of odd. But you don't have the duty to retreat. So he's
commenting
if you're in your own home and there's somebody breaks in your home and is trying to commit a crime against you, you don't have to retreat. You don't have to give them warning. You don't have to go barricade yourself in a room. You can shoot and kill them. And in the state of Florida, that's perfectly legal.
Yeah.
And in these other states where they don't have that, and people are afraid to own guns and they're afraid to protect themselves, that's why you have the crime rate that you have in New York and California. And you know, people think, yes, well, if you pass it a law and we take the guns away from, you know, people who haven't broken a law, well, that's the one law that criminals will obey. They'll say, well, oh, I can't have a gun. Well, yeah, I'll obey that,
I'll that one.
None of the others. And it's ludicrous. I mean, criminals are criminals. I think you have people who are criminals because they're lazy and they don't want to work. And then you have other criminals that are just criminals because they have a hateful soul. I mean, they just want to inflict pain on other people and take.
I mean, all right. So, yeah, I guess he originally said the thing a year ago.
Yeah.
And it's come back up because he went, oh, wow.
We haven't had any home invasions
in this county. Since I said that. Interesting. So there you go. I can't really argue with his logic.
Not arguing with that one.
All right. Let's hit some tools of the week, shall we?
Tools.
And we have some actual tools. In fact, it's predominantly actual tools.
That's awesome.
Surprisingly.
That's awesome.
So let's do it.
If you have a beard, I'm about to blow your mind. Come with me. Hey, I swear to you. It's a common misconception that women don't like beards. That's not true. We love beards. We like a beard that's clean, smells good, and doesn't feel like a cactus when I'm trying to get close to it. Look, it's not that complicated. Clean it, moisturize it. It's that simple. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. There are some things that women like hard, and there are some things that we like soft. We like soft beards.
Use code MANTOOLS for 10% off.
And we're back.
All righty.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Live at 5.
So our first tool of the week could certainly save you some pain, especially if you spend a lot of time kneeling down for your work. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess for those people, it could help too. They could have a seat instead of having to kneel.
Laying tile or you're behind the 7-Eleven on the west side.
Either way. Check this thing out.
So good. So good. That is so good. We doing carpet? That's got to be like one of the best things ever. Yep, I like it. That's awesome. What a good thing.
All right, so it's the really benefit not, of audio only listeners,
it's basically like a weird knee brace that it has a knee pad, there's a frame, and then it attaches to your ankle with Velcro, and where it attaches to your ankle with Velcro, there's another pad that you can sit back on once you kneel down.
Yes.
Yeah. What a great, I just love this thing.
It is pretty awesome. And then I found this one. I think this is really cool. This is basically putting out a fire with air. Literally blowing a fire out.
Yep.
Sort of. Well, more like sucking a fire out.
Sure. Knee pads. So, We're on a roll tonight.
Yeah. Suck a fire out. So this apparatus goes up to that window.
And then high pressure air on. Creates a low pressure in the house. And then whoop, no more oxygen for the no more oxygen for the fucking fire to,
there you go.
To deal with it. God, somebody did the. You know how much every fire department should be equipped with this. Do you know how much money that would save?
I wasn't sharing that one again.
You silly bastard. You this tab.
Did I share the other one?
I think
you did. Okay.
Well, we described it.
Hopefully I did.
Anyway, every fire department should have this.
Yeah.
Every single... You know how much damage? Water damage happens in a house from a fire? Like, the upstairs bedroom catches on fire. Our guys are Johnny on the spot. They're there in like 4.5-5 minutes, like kaboosh, right? The roof's fucked. The attic's fucked. Upstairs bedroom's fucked, and there's a little smoke damage, you know, to part of the living room. And then they poured 20,000 gallons or 5,000 gallons of water on the house. The rest of the house is fucked.
Yep.
Floors, tile, everything's toast. Yeah. The whole house is toast. This would save, if they're going to contain it, the structure, that would just save. We should get a GoFundMe going. Every fire department should have one of those.
Yes, that would be great. What's not great is New York. So I'm calling.
This chick is like the New York,
for sure, the
New
city,
York state animal.
And yeah, the state probably has some complicity in this too. We're going to start with this video. I'll let it pretty much speak for itself.
You guys, I was literally just walking. And a man came up and punched me in the face. Oh my God, it hurts so bad. I can't even talk. Literally, I fell to the ground, and now this giant goose egg is forming, and I'm like, oh my God, it looks so crazy.
Okay. What? So she was walking.
Right, literally.
Punched in the face.
Literally.
And then the city councilwoman and the, I forget who she's quoting, the women's caucus of the city council. Well, they made a statement and she quoted it with this thing. Where are the men calling this out?
What?
Well, I have an answer to that question. Here's a picture of one. That's Daniel Penny, who choked out a aggressive panhandler on the subway. And the thanks for his troubles were to be arrested because the, unfortunately the guy died, but, yeah, dude on the subway was clearly a fucking problem. Had been a menace for quite some time.
When this guy handled it, It went too far. Cause I mean, you don't need to kill a dude for,
well,
I mean, kick his ass.
He put him he put him in a hold and he wouldn't stop moving. He's like, no, I'm not letting you up until the police get here. So stop struggling.
Bad juju. I'm
so that's what you've done. Where are the men calling this out and doing something about it? Well, you've started locking them up. So why would anybody?
Well, that's the thing. Those Colorado boys see that happen. That guy would have been in the fucking gutter bleeding. And then we'd go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, wait, sir. What? There's no there. I don't exactly know the rules in New York, but I'm pretty sure the Good Samaritan law doesn't really fucking work there.
Well, I've come to a, especially with women, and this might sound kind of harsh, but y'all wanted equality. Equality includes getting punched in the face.
Like, punch him back.
You can't have it both ways. you can't have all the equality. Like I see sometimes people bitch. Where are the guys that'll open the door for a lady? Now, I'm not a dick. I'm not like, if I'm in front and I go through the door, I'm not like slamming it in some bitch's face or anything like that. But I'm also not going to rush forward and pull the door open for the lady, unless it's my wife. Those days are over. Sorry. You wanted to have all the stuff we have? Well, some of the stuff we have is getting punched in the face and not having doors held open for us.
That's true.
Here's the other thing, too. I can all but guarantee, obviously, I don't know this lady, but do you think she would have voted for a defund the police type of resolution? Do you think she might buy the narrative that police just indiscriminately hunt black people for sport?
Yeah.
Or this city council person, when, you know, the police budget comes up, how is she voting?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay. So we talked about this almost like, what was this? Almost a year ago. It'll be sometime this summer, 6-8 months ago, where the gal that was the young thing was working at the 7-Eleven on the west side. And we were like, okay, bye, lady. She's outside smoking her cigarette. She's like, she's fucking 18, 19 year old young black female. She tells the homeless dude, like, you got to go because he's like out there causing a ruckus.
Right.
And he leaves, so we get in we're like, all right, well, we'll see you later. And then we kind of eyeball him as we're getting out, and this other truck rolls in, a bunch of other dudes that are in the truck, like working dudes. And then he rips into her verbally with some really horrible shit. And the three of us stop getting in the truck. We're about ready to fucking jump back out of the truck. They're out of the truck. He's like, oh, well, hold on. We don't do that on the west side. And that guy's kept running his mouth. Like, I knocked him the fuck out right there in the 7-Eleven and knocked him clean out. We were like, yep, that's how it works. that's how it works. And he walked her back in. We walked her back in. I'm like, man, you can't do that in New York. That would have been a, I don't know, that would have been a whole different ballgame for us that day.
Yep. And again, if you're lucky enough to own a gun, which they're, despite recent Supreme Court decisions, are jumping through all kinds of hoops to make that a problem. I don't think the Supreme Court decisions have changed this. New York is still a duty to retreat state. Yep. So even in your house, if you can get away, you're supposed to.
You're supposed to get away.
They don't do the castle doctrine, where you're allowed to defend your home. It's no, you need to try to get away first. And then if you have no other options, you can shoot.
I had no other options. I live on the 27th floor. Like, where are you supposed to do? Jump out the window?
Climb down the fire escape?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. Well,
the one lady that whole thing we showed a few months back was where the lady's like, if you are going to shoot a person because they invaded your home and they hurt your dog, it means you value your dog's life more than you human lives. And all we saw was a dude sitting there with his dog and you hear the shotgun go. Shh, shh.
It's like, yes. Yep.
That's exactly it.
Correct.
It's correct. You are correct, young lady.
Well, with a caveat. No, I value it more than your. Not all humans are equal to me. I don't know how to.
You are not where you're supposed to be. You're in my house.
You clearly don't value your life enough.
That's it. You clearly don't value your life enough.
All righty. Let's get some his story, and then we'll slide over to locals and watch our movie.
All right, that's a good idea.
All righty.
Welcome to Moongata, the first underwear where the front pouch isn't one size fits all. Moongata offers 4 different pouch sizes, allowing proper support and superior comfort for an active lifestyle. This also provides a sexier appearance. Moongata is the closest thing to tailored, fitted underwear, without me sending one of these guys to your house. Owned and operated by a disabled veteran, committed to making amazing men's underwear forever cut and sewn in the USA. Experience the difference at MoongataLifestyle.com. Use the code MANTOOLS for 20% off.
Comes to his end in the gutter. Fitting climax to a life.
It bursts into flesh. Get it started. It's fire at its height.
All right. This week in his story, we start with March 28th, 1979, when a major accident occurs at Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island nuclear power plant.
Yeah. Wolverine and Deadpool had a fight.
That's right. That's what happened.
like I said, you shouldn't even be watching this podcast. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
Let's see, March 28th, 1867, the United States purchased Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million. I don't know what that'd be today, but maybe I should go look that up. A lot of money.
Well, 5 times that, considering. Well, no. 15 times that.
All right, I'll do the math real quick.
Okay. 15 times that. Yeah, let's see if I was right. What did you find? An adjustment calculator? Yeah, inflation calculator. Right, January. All right, so what did you say? 1.5 million?
It was 7.2.
Okay, sure. I'm good at math.
So
7.2 million.
Seven.
No, nope, you're not in the box.
What?
You're not in the box. You suck at this game.
Oh, yeah, I am. See? There's a bunch of sevens back here.
No.
7.2. 1867, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Oh, this only goes back to 1913. Well, let's say it was 1913, just for fun.
Just for fun.
March. And it's March now, 2024.
It says, you suck. You got to put a real number.
That right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. All right.
Maybe you have to put the comma.
Jesus fuck. All right. Well, it's a lot more.
We even Googled it. It won't work.
Wow. Whatever.
fuck them. A lot. I say 15 right. times.
Well,
leave a message in the comments when you like and subscribe.
Let's see. March 30th, 1981. President Ronald Reagan is shot and wounded in Washington, D.C. by John Hinckley Jr., supposedly trying to impress Jodie Foster? Yeah. I don't really know why he thought that would impress her, but
I don't know. It looks like he's a stuntman for the dude on
Well, there's some things that indicate there might have been some MK Ultra/Program to Kill things going on with him. I don't know. Maybe. Let's see. March 31st, 1889. The Eiffel Tower in Paris officially opens on the left bank as part of the exhibition of 1889. let's see. April 1st, 1863. The first wartime conscription law goes into effect in the United States. And as you can see, by September, they were starting to draft people. Probably earlier than that, but yeah. And then finally, April 3rd, 1882, the outlaw Jesse James is shot in the back and killed by his own cousin, Bob Ford.
The money was just too good.
That's right.
That's how it works.
So he started making motorcycles in California.
That's right. Same beard, same height, 5'3".
That brings us to, of course, the end of our week in history, but also the end of our show, unfortunately.
That's how we do it. That's just how we do it. Sure. That one's good. Well, welcome to the end of our show, We've got another one next week, don't you know? Same man time, same man channel. Nothing rhymes with channel, so whatever. Our locals members are check out Man Tools at the Movies. It's Police State Part 1. Police State Part 2 will be out for next
tomorrow.
Month. Yeah. Mañana. Ready for tax season. Be on the lookout for that. And then also join our locals for only $3 a month. It's at mantoolsminions.locals.com. Get 1 month free with the super code support free speech. Just type in support free speech and you'll get a free whole month free.
Grammar
is awesomer. Merch. Check out our Man Tools merch over at merch.mantoolsmedia.com. Get free shipping if you're in our Facebook group and 20% off if you're a locals member. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors that you got to watch this evening. They are fantastical. Find them at our sponsors.mantoolsmedia.com. Thank you for watching and listening wherever you intake your podcasty type stuffs. We're on the web at mantoolsmedia, links.co/mantoolsmedia. It's been fun. That was a cool show. I mean,
I suppose.
Mostly, except for some of the, I don't know. There's some dumb shit that happens in this world, but that's what we do. We comment on it.
Yeah.
Because what the internet needs is two more whitish guys commenting on the internet. That's exactly what we need. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.